obrisati je treba.
To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navdegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Še ena črna luknja, v kateri se lahko pobliže spoznate z ZAF-om, Zrenjaninskim antifašističnim festivalom in prisluhnete, kaj se dogaja v Južni Afriki, ne boste pa slišali recenzije Black Flame-a. Kar se tiče muzike, DJ Molotov je pripravil prvovrsten glasbeni nabor. Začnimo.
Knjiga je orožje.
Srbija, Vojvodina. V kulturnem centru v Zrenjaninu se je 5. in 6. oktobra odvijal 5. Zrenjaninski antifašistični festival in sejem knjig ZAF. Na dogodku so poleg založnikov in distributerjev anarhistične literature z območja bivše Jugoslavije in širše svojo produkcijo predstavili tudi člani kolektiva Crime Think, nekaj pamfletarjev, cirkus Wheels for Change in še kup obiskovalcev iz različnih koncev. Zaradi mednarodnega značaja dogodka so bile vse predstavitve, predavanja, delavnice in debate v angleščini. Da tak pristop morda ni dober za vzpostavljanje vezi z lokalno skupnostjo, so nekateri udeleženci festivala opozorili že na prvi predstavitvi. Festival se je začel v petek popoldne v kulturnem centru Zrenjanin s predavanjem Zgodovina anarhizma v Srbiji in nadaljeval s predstavitvijo knjige Mujeres Libres. Po prvem dnevu pa so se odvijali koncerti, vse dokler ni prišlo do faši provokacije in antifa reakcije. Zadeva se je končala z intervencijo organov državne represije, ki so kot jastrebi celo noč krožili okrog kulturnega centra in čakali na plen. V soboto se je ZAF nadaljeval v knjižnem vzdušju. Popoldne je potekal mednarodni sestanek Balkanske solidarnostne mreže, na katerem je bil med drugim sprejet tudi sklep, da bo naslednji BASK, Balkanski anarhistični sejem knjig, potekal v Ljubljani. Po sestanku je skupina aktivistov predstavila situacijo ilegalnih migrantov v Srbiji in podala poziv, da se naslednji dan organizira No Border delavnica. Sledila je živahna predstavitev dveh članov kolektiva Crime Think. Crime Thinkovca sta se osredotočila na izkušnje pridobljene iz gibanja Occupy in na izzive, ki jih protikapitalistični borbi postavlja sodobni postfordistični model ekonomije. Predstavitev se je na neki točki iztekla v polemiko o uporabi nasilja oziroma o uporabi pojma nasilje. Zaradi časovne stiske debata na srečo ni prinesla globljih ontoloških uvidov o naravi nasilja, je pa Crime Thinkovca spodbudila k temu, da sta začela uporabljati alternativno ali, bolje rečeno, bolj politično korektno terminologijo. Po predstavitvi Crime Thinka se je sobotni večer končal z debato in izmenjavo izkušenj o možnostih skvotanja v vzhodni Evropi. Potem se je dogajanje preselilo na teraso pred Domom kulture, kjer je imel predstavo potujoči cirkuški ansambl Wheels for Change. Predstava se je v nekem trenutku na poziv enega od nastopajočih prelevila v neprijavljen in hrupen solidarnostni pohod do zapora, kjer je med drugim zaprt tudi eden od organizatorjev festivala. Da ne bi še naprej predrzno izzivali organov državne represije, je bil po pohodu izveden taktični umik v prostore kulturnega centra, kjer se je druženje v ritmih trešaste glasbe nadaljevalo do zgodnjih jutranjih ur. V nedeljo do popoldneva je večina obiskovalcev z izjemo skupine, ki se je udeležila No Border delavnice, zapustila Zrenjanin. Čeprav se včasih zdi, da ZAFU in podobnim festivalom drugod po Evropi in pri nas pogosto ne uspeva vzpostavljati globlje komunikacije s širšo lokalno javnostjo in so namenjeni le zainteresiranem miljeju, je bil festival, kar se tiče mednarodne udeležbe, predvsem pa pobud, projektov in vezi, ki so se oblikovale iz druženja in delavnic, uspeh. V srednjem delu bomo poslušali intervju z anarhistično organizacijo Zabalaza. Zabalaza je anarcho-komunistična federacija iz Južne Afrike, ki nam jo bo v intervjuju predstavil McGregor. Ponavadi z afriškega kontinenta poslušamo predvsem pesimistične novice, v šolah spoznavamo njeno kolonialno preteklost, malo kdo pa pozna njeno bogato levičarsko zgodovino. Kljub splošno še kar bedni postkolonialni situaciji ima Afrika močne ekonomije skoncentrirane predvsem v Nigeriji in Južni Afriki, kjer, kot je to normalno tudi drugje po svetu, elite živijo na račun revnih. Zaradi tega v Južni Afriki najdemo mnogo naselij tipa favel, brezposelnost pa je okoli 45%. V Južni Afriki obstajajo tri močne sindikalistične centrale, ki so s svojimi socialnimi pogledi veliko doprinesle v času osvobodilnega boja proti apartheidu. vendar jih je ta boj po drugi strani povezal s političnimi strankami in veljaki tipa Nelson Mandela, ki se v trenutni situaciji odraža v sindikalističnem sodelovanju pri nacionalno neoliberalnih politikah te države. Da si bomo lažje predstavljali trenutno situacijo v Južni Afriki, nam je McGregor orisal razvoj levih gibanj na tem območju.
Very similarly to how other revolutionary movements developed around the world at the end of the 1800s and the early 1900s, where anarchism and the ideas of revolutionary syndicalism and anarcho-syndicalism are prominent in the revolutionary world. The first trade unions for people of color, black people, and by that I mean African people as well as mixed race, like me, for example, colored people, as we say in South Africa, and also Indian people who are descendants of Indian workers that were brought to South Africa in indentured work by the British imperialists. Some of the first trade unions for people of color back in the early 1900s were based on the ideas of anarchism and syndicalism. But for a variety of reasons, particularly because of what seemed to be the apparent victory of the Bolsheviks in Russia, anarchism disappears and Marxism becomes the leading ideology for the left in South Africa. Until about the mid-90s, when anarchism slowly and in a very small way reappears.
How strong was at that time these communists in South Africa?
Very, very strong. It dominated the left movement in South Africa from about the 1920s and still continues to dominate that movement today. But essentially, there are two big kinds of Marxism. One is much more strong than the other. So the one is sort of like, you know, the Marxist-Leninism and the Stalinist idea of Marxist-Leninism, and that's with the trade union movement, which is dominated by the leadership of the South African Communist Party. On the non-trade union left, particularly around social movements, and I'll talk about that a bit later, sort of a Trotskyist Marxism is very influential there, although not many people know too much about the actual ideas of Marxism and socialism. In terms of the leadership of certain organizations, Trotskyism is quite strong. So anarchism reappears in the mid-90s, particularly as an anarcho-syndicalist group called the Workers' Solidarity Federation. This movement tries to work with workers and in unions, but because of the Marxist, highly authoritarian control, the space for different ideas slowly closes. And we arrive at the situation today where there's absolutely no space to work through the trade unions or the official trade unions. There's no space to work with them in terms of political education with workers. But what is interesting has happened in South Africa, because despite the victory of the ANC and Mandela in 1994, people felt their lives were becoming worse. Unemployment was going up, more people were living in poverty, more people were living in shacks, and people did not have access, particularly because of neoliberalization of the economy and society, and certain services being privatized, but not all. More people had less access to running water, electricity, housing, land, etc. So what we have forming in the end of the 1990s were what we call social movements. So organizations of people that were focused on particular issues that their community was facing. And you had organizations forming around electricity concerns, water concerns, land concerns, and housing concerns. And this is where the Zabalaza, or at least the early anarchists, did a lot of their work. So much so that this is generally where most of our work takes place, with members of those organizations, with people in those communities, and with activists that are involved generally in that, yeah.
Kot slišano, Južnoafriško republiko trenutno pestijo problematike, kot je dostop do elektrike, vode in zemlje. Zaradi tega so se različne organizacije in aktivisti leta 2000 povezali v antiprivatizacijski forum. Nekaj let zatem, leta 2003, so anarhisti ustanovili anarhistično federacijo Zabalaza. Po skoraj desetletju delovanja in reflektiranja je Zabalaza skoncentrirana predvsem na opolnomočenje tega tako imenovanega barvastega delavskega razreda. Razloge za tako refleksijo Mc Gregor opiše takole.
Our involvement and the anarchist involvement with those organizations was one of much solidarity work and support work. So we would assist and work with organizations and activists from those communities and organizations that were creating campaigns. So much so that in the early 2000s, with these organizations, many left activists, including the anarchists, formed an umbrella organization called the Anti-Privatization Forum, in which many social movements found their home. Now, unfortunately, that organization doesn't exist as a functioning organization. But many people still have a very positive attachment to that. But we felt that, so the early anarchists formed an anarchist federation called the Zabalaza Anarchist Communist Federation in 2003. So next year we celebrate our 10th anniversary. But we found that recently, although because of the many years of hard work with those organizations and in those organizations, with these social movements, we felt that some people knew of the anarchists, some people knew of Zabalaza, but not many people knew what anarchism was. So over the last few years, we've been reflecting on our organization a lot. We've been reflecting on our social circumstance and South Africa in general. And we've always felt that the only way to establish anarchism and to establish an anarchist mass movement would be within the black working class. Well, black people generally tend to make up most of the working class, although the situation in South Africa has changed over the last 20 years, so thus one's race doesn't determine the class that you're in anymore. Although we must say that the majority of poor people still happen to be black, and this is because of the apartheid legacy. So we feel that you need mass movements of what we call counterpower in workplaces and the communities, and they must be predominantly black and obviously in working class and poor. But to get there, we felt recently that the only way to do this was to develop anarchists who come from those communities, who come from those organizations. So over the last few years, we've been intensively involved in political education of activists that we've worked for many years. We've always shown an interest in anarchist ideas. So we work at a particular university to develop students' understanding there and to attract people to anarchism there, but then also importantly, our anarchist political school is what we call it. The major section of that is these community and workplace activists who come together once a month with us, and we discuss anarchist ideas, anarchist ideology, anarchist history, and how that relates to the South African situation right now, how it is relevant to the South African situation right now, and in communication with people, we develop our anarchist understanding of their lives, their communities, our lives and our communities, and our best to forward anarchist ideas with those organizations in communities and stuff. Yeah.
Ker ljudje stežka pridejo v stik z anarhistično vsebino, se Zabalaza ne koncentrira več toliko na delo oziroma akcije v skupnostih, ampak se osredotoča na prenos znanja preko političnega izobraževanja. Takšna taktika, ki zajema dva terena dela na fakultetah in v skupnostih, ne postavlja v ospredje Zabalaze ali želje po rasti njenih aktivistov. Metoda političnega izobraževanja ima za svoj dolgoročni cilj postavljen prenos anarhističnih principov na množice. Po McGregorjevi oceni je takšen pristop uspešen.
Anarchism has always been, since the 90s, has always been very small. One of the reasons why we've gone on to this, we're doing less community work now and more political education work, is because the fact that anarchism remains very small. But more importantly, we're not very much concerned about building our organization. What we're more concerned about right now is building and training black anarchists that are involved in community organizations, that are involved in communities, so that we can translate the anarchist ideas and anarchist theory and practice, importantly practice, through these comrades into their communities and into their organizations. We are starting to see We've only been involved in this process for the last maybe 18 months, but we're already starting to see growth in the organization. We're already starting to see, first of all, a growth of people who identify as anarchists through this education, and a growth in terms of the numbers of people who want to take these ideas to their communities. Out of our political schools now, we've created two anarchist groups, essentially. One is based at the university, which continues to run workshops and political education for students who are interested in discussing new ideas, or the ideas of anarchism. And then out of the community workshop group, we've created what we call a coordination committee. And these committees will be responsible for having community-based workshops. These workshops will focus on introducing people to anarchist ideas. These workshops will then also be a tool that we use to get individuals from those communities who are interested in developing their understanding more into our political school. So in so doing, an interchange, an interlocking of programs to develop the political school so as to develop more black anarchists in these communities. And our strategic line is in the medium to long term to build mass movements. Our short-term strategy is to develop black anarchists, and our tactic to do that are these political schools and these workshops. And yeah, again, we're very cautious about our optimism, but we are optimistic because we're starting to see positive results now because of this.
Toliko o Južni Afriki za tokrat. Upamo, da smo uspeli vsaj malo osvetliti dogajanje v tej deželi, ki jo zaradi svoje oddaljenosti morda premalo poznamo.
Se vidite, Bog da dost znare problem. Eni delaj ka kurve, drugi kradejo ka tak sistem. I po se sprašujem, kako smo da se pašli, če je bilo prej vse dobro noter v Jugoslaviji. Brača luđaci, 7 narodov skupi. Hajde, policija po naređenju postupi. Politka nas je prpalala doke iz 7 narodov, ka so bili prej skup, zdaj krik teče. Iz Jugoslavije nazaj. V Sloveniji utrnal, ker se sprašujem, zakaj? Zakaj je do tega prišlo, da se vsi v Sloveniji zdaj po stran gledamo? Starši svojim otrokom ne zaupajo, nam pravijo, viš, kak je bilo še letem hudo? Noben pol ne razume nas svet, zato je mladin don stop teži ta prava pot zadet. Včer so spet uropal manjalaco in čez dva dni so najdel dva mrtva zapičena in siglo. Dva srca, dveh mladih ljudi, ki jih niso razumel in jim niso da ljubesni. Več kriminala, več mrtvih ljudi. Take so statistike v Sloveniji. Sosed, soseda izda, nevošljivost ljudi, zahrtno se ti smahla. Sem mislil, da vola, da v slogi je moč, ampak ta sloga v Sloveniji še dolg nikot nekoč. Zato se sprašujem ljudi, kva bomo naredil, da bomo to moč in slogo spet nazaj dobil. Kam greš ti? Kje je moč tvojih ljudi v slogi? In kad se vsi sprevrnemo, edino sreča sprava k nam nazaj se vrnejo. Kam greš ti? Kje je moč tvojih ljudi v slogi? In kad se vsi sprevrnemo, edino sreča sprava k nam nazaj se vrnejo. Yo! Slovenija! Slovenija! Kam greš ti? Kam greš ti? Ti greš kam? Jo, sej si ni treba zatiskat noči. Dos je neki narobe v Sloveniji. Nezadovoljnost ljudi
in standard je padel, ko se pičke gore politki grebejo, kdo bo več pokradel. Polkan ljudi, ko vali govori, samo tresajo gobec, pa noben nič ne naredi. Za nas, ljudi, ko tukaj noter živimo, plačujemo davke za našo domovino, za Slovenijo. Naj po svetu slišijo vsi, da klema ni zato, da smo v Evropski uniji. Ljudje me pa sprašujejo, zakva razmišljam tako, ko če imel mi take plače, ko sem bil vse dober blo, ampak ni. In se ne grejo gor, vse, kar sem nam skozi govoril, so se nam zlagali pol. Povejte ljudje, kako se to lahko zgodi, da me policaj ustav, po plače ne položen si. Doma pa še računi in treba med za jest, kako ne človek pol plača, če more med za švet. Ne čudim ga, da izmeri več kriminala, folk krade okol, zato ga dožve ne štala. Na drugi strani, eni špijo čist lepo, kak krade od nar za državno zaveso. Nazaj na ulico tam, kak jaz stojim, cel življenje imam že željo, da se za ljudstvo borim. Ampak kako, štarci me sovražijo zato, ker sem za njih napisal bet, komate navijem za Ljubljano. Na video, da sem mesen takih ljudi, ker se bori za vse skup, da bi vsi naprej prišli. Zato Dolenci, štarci, Ljubljana vsi, od Primorca pa do vseh, kar vas je v Sloveniji. Povejte, kva bomo naredil, da bomo to moč in slogo spet nazaj dobil. Kam greš ti? Kje je moč tvojih ljudi v slogi? In ko se vsi sprevrnemo, edino sreča sprava k nam nazaj se vrnejo. Kam greš ti? Kje je moč tvojih ljudi v slogi? In ko se vsi sprevrnemo, edino sreča sprava k nam nazaj se vrnejo. Slovenija! 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 Kam greš ti? 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 Ti?
No, Črna luknja pa tokrat, enkrat za spremembo, se končuje točno v buri. Naslednja bo na sporedu čez 14 dni, spet v četrtek ob 12. Za konec le še povabilo, nocoj se v Infoshopu začne cikel aktivističnega in dokumentarnega filma. Ta cikel bo potekal celo leto, danes je prvi dogodek. Vse informacije pa dobite na znanih informacijskih kanalih, spletni strani Infoshopa. Nič, za konec hvala ekipi na radiju za dobro vzdušje, lepo zdrav vsem in se vidimo. Čau.
To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!